The news in touch with your world, I'm Orchid Seer. Good afternoon. Shock twist in Pare's vigilante murder trial and police searching for dead Zama Zama's families. In yet another turn of events, advocate Hans de Brain for the defense this morning recused himself from the case of six Pare's men accused of murdering two reported farm attackers. He provided his reasons to Judge Corneille van Sale in chambers, and the state accepted his recusal. Nico Dreyer, attorney for the defense, afterwards requested that the trial be postponed to November. The state opposed this. Cross-examination of state witness Fanny Oosthuizen has not yet been completed, and the state claims it would be unfair to wait 6 months to finalize his testimony. OFM News' Dane Beisheim reports Oosthuizen has been on the stand in the Parys High Court since last week, recounting the series of events which led up to the deaths of Samuel Tsika and Sir Simon Jubeba in January 2016.
The defense requested a postponement as de Brein was the only member of the team that had prepared for cross-examination. Judge van Sale ordered that Oosthuizen finish his testimony on 10 and 11 August of this year. She was adamant that the cross-examination be completed over the course of those 2 days as not to further delay proceedings. The trial was postponed until 6 November. I'm Dane Beisheim for OFM News in Parys.
The police in Welkom are urging members of the public who have missing male relatives that may have been working in any of the disused mines in the town to come forward to claim their bodies. An unknown number of illegal miners, also known as Zama Zamas, were trapped inside the Harmony Eland mine shaft after an alleged gas explosion 2 weeks ago. The death toll currently stands at 37, and police spokesperson Sam Machele says rescue operations are still underway to see if any more bodies could be underground.
We are still awaiting the families to come to the front and visit the state mortuary in the area of Goldfields to make sure that we identify these bodies. But nevertheless, the operations are still continuing. We haven't had other bodies which were brought to the surface. Since the starting of the operation, the only two families claimed the bodies, but others are still awaiting the identification.
ANC stalwarts and veterans have pleaded with the party's National Executive Committee to show leadership over serious state capture concerns ahead of its meeting today and tomorrow. They've asked the NEC in an open letter to seriously consider removing President Jacob Zuma and all those who are party to this project of state capture. Struggle stalwart Wally Serote says the ANC is falling apart and supporters and members of the party are looking for leadership to take them out of the current nightmare. In a separate letter to Zuma, they do not ask him to step down, but remind him of the undertaking he made at their last meeting on a separate national consultative conference, stemming from concerns over the direction the party is taking. 2 days of the ANC's policy conference in June have been set aside to discuss organizational renewal, where the stalwarts are expected to participate, but they remain unhappy with the proposal. They want a standalone consultative conference and for the current leadership to step down. Your top story at this hour. In a shocking turn of events, advocate Hans de Brein for the defense this morning recused himself from the case of six Pare's men accused of murdering two reported farm attackers. For the latest news in English and Afrikaans, go to ofm.co.za.